Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth's presentation at UN Session on Transnational Corporations and Human Rights. On Tuesday, Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International made a presentation at the plenary of the negotiations of the Working Group of the United Nations Human Rights Council on Transnational Corporations and Human Rights. At the space granted to the civil society, Friends of the Earth made its presentation also on behalf of the Global Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power and the Treaty Alliance. Alberto Villarreal, Latin American and Caribbean Coordinator of the Economic Justice, Resisting Neoliberalism Program of Friends of the Earth International, was a speaker. We now share the 4-minute presentation.
For the opportunity to present our views. Friends of the Earth is here as a member of the Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power and the Treaty Alliance, and we are signatory of our second statement on this process. Friends of the Earth International is a federation of grassroots-based environmental organizations in 75 countries in every region of the world, with more than 2 million members and supporters worldwide. We campaign for environmental and social justice and stand side by side with communities resisting corporate power and foreign investments that very often deprive them from their livelihoods, ruining their territories and leaving huge benefits for very few elite members of society and transnational corporations only. Not only is the human right to food, water, a healthy environment and development often threatened by transnational corporations' operations, especially in developing countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, the local people resisting ill-conceived corporate projects that bring no benefits to them are often and increasingly threatened in their lives and their rights and freedom of expression and association by the corporations themselves or in collusion with local authorities. In the 8 proposals for the proposed legally binding international instrument, the Campaign to Dismantle Corporate Power has presented here, we advocate that the new legally binding international instrument shall affirm the obligation of transnational corporations to respect all human rights. Specific obligations should be detailed regarding several rights that are of particular concern, including the right to life, the right to freedom of association, the right to freedom of opinion and expression, the right to non-discrimination, the right to work, the right to food, the right to water, the right to housing, the right to health, the right to development, the right to self-determination, and the right to a healthy environment. The legally binding international instrument should also include provisions on the obligations of transnational corporations regarding certain vulnerable and particularly affected groups, such as women, youth, children, local communities, migrants, directly affected communities, indigenous peoples, and human rights defenders. I'm also here as an affected community on our right to health and our right to life by the activities and commercial practices of one of the biggest transnational tobacco companies in the world, Philip Morris. The sale of tobacco products, including numerous Philip Morris brands, leads each year to the death of 5,000 people every year in my country as a result of tobacco-related diseases. It is estimated that half of the 500,000 smokers in the country will die of cancer. I'm here also as a national of an affected state in its ability and duty to protect the right to health of its population as a result of the Philip Morris challenge of our tobacco control legislation in international arbitration tribunals under the rights of the company that the company has secured for itself under Uruguay-Swiss bid in force since 1991. This privatized pro-corporate system of justice has allowed this challenge to proceed despite the fact that the Uruguay-Swiss bilateral investment treaty includes a specific exception of coverage of investor rights on public health grounds. In fact, Philip Morris International is seeking to kill the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control through various challenges of FCTC compliant national legislation, including in Uruguay, Norway, and Australia, and other countries. Thus, Madam Chair, we encourage this intergovernmental working group to consider discussing as well mechanisms whereby states can hold corporations such as Philip Morris to account for their interference with the state's ability and duty to protect human rights, including the right to health. Thank you, Madam Chair.